This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Betty Gonye, G-O-N-I-E-A, Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Date of birth? 7/1/1938. Date of service is 7/12/2023. Miss Gonye is a very pleasant 85-year-old female with history of chronic hypoxic and hypercapnic respiratory failure. She's on baseline oxygen, also history of sleep apnea, history of cognitive decline, slight dementia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of CVA, major depressive disorder, and morbid obesity. Was recently admitted to the hospital due to increased shortness of breath and fluid overload. Patient was given IV Lasix, was subsequently transitioned from IV to oral Lasix. She was subsequently discharged back from the hospital and admitted to the assisted living at the Willows of Howard. Presently, she's sitting up in the chair. She says that she's feeling better, does complaints of feeling tired. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, history of chronic hypoxic / hypercapnic respiratory failure, neuropathy, secondary to diabetes mellitus, chronic anemia, major depressive disorder, hypothyroidism, restless leg syndrome, insomnia, dementia, and degenerative joint disease. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies as documented in EHR. Physical examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus fitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression. Impression number one. Chronic diastolic congestive heart failure. Next, history of chronic hypoxic / hypercapnic respiratory failure. Next, history of sleep apnea. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of CVA. Next, depressive disorder. Next, dementia. Next, morbid obesity. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Patient admit to below the towel. Will continue current medications as per discharge summary from the hospital. Will recheck her labs. Continue other medications. Monitor her blood sugars, physical and occupational therapy, as well as speech therapy would be consulted. And she was encouraged to use her CPAP at nighttime, continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.